If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
You're going through the TSA line in an airport, and there's nothing worse than when the person in front of you gets stopped, and now you're delayed because you're thinking, I'm following all the rules.
Everything's good.
Like this woman in Florida, it's Elizabeth and Radar on the mix, who was busted trying to smuggle two turtles through a TSA checkpoint at Miami International Airport, and the two turtles were in her bra.
Oh, I see why you said busted.
Hey, like what?
What? She put turtles in her bra? Come on,
that
man.
Does not seem comfortable. Does not seem good for the turtles. One turtle didn't even survive.
Well, I don't know. Might be pretty good for the turtles.
Yeah, well, what, stay right
is
here.
It a male turtle?
All right, this is fine with
well,
me.
Well, and here's what's really sad. TSA even had posted a global PSA. Stop hiding animals in weird places on your body and then trying to sneak them through security. Because apparently that needs to be spelled out.
Right.
That doesn't seem comfortable at all.
Is that a snake in your pants? Yes,
whoa,
yes, it is.
Whoa.
It is a snake. Yes, absolutely. See, it's... Whoa!
Why did it have to be snakes?
It's hissing.
Okay, we have flight attendant Darcy here joining the show. We have some questions about this, Darcy, and you're the expert.
I don't know about expert, but okay.
But Darcy, what do you think about this story? Have you ever seen someone try to bring something on a flight that you know they shouldn't have?
Yes, and I don't understand. How do these people think they're going to get that through basically an X-ray machine?
I know.
Okay, so how long have you been a flight attendant?
Since 1994.
Okay. All right, you're an expert.
You're an expert.
You're an expert. Okay, what are some of the craziest things you've seen people try to bring on a flight?
We actually did have someone try to bring a turtle up one of my previous airlines, and it was coming into Milwaukee. It was from Florida to Milwaukee. It was a tiny little turtle that a little kid found on the beach. I mean, it wasn't maybe 2 inches, and the flight attendant saw it, and she made a fuss, and they made the kid leave the turtle there. We labeled it Turtlegate.
Turtlegate. Well, and Turtlegate happened again in Bragate because that's how they try to smuggle it in.
Crazy. And then I was reading the article and some guy tried to put a turtle in his pants.
Oh, no. Well, hope it wasn't a snapping turtle.
That was a few months ago. I'm like, okay, they're going to find it.
Yeah, they are going to find it. I mean, you guys are built for that. You have the equipment for that. What's the wildest thing you've ever seen on a flight?
It was my first trip with my current airline. I just picked up a Minneapolis turn, and I'm sitting on the back jump seat, and a little fluffy white dog comes walking down the aisle. So
what?
I walk the dog up front. We make a PA. Did somebody lose a dog?
Yeah.
And it took like 5 minutes for someone to ring their call button because, you know, they snuck it on because they didn't want to pay the...
Yeah, and they didn't want to admit that, yeah, that's my dog.
Yeah, that was pretty nuts.
No, wait. Let me ask you, though, Flight Attendant Darcy, what is the consequence for that? What happened to that person because they didn't have the right paperwork to bring that dog on the flight?
I don't know. When we opened the door, we let the agent know that, hey, we've got these people. We pointed them out when they got off. The worst thing they probably had to do was pay the $95.
Got it.
Okay.
I mean, it wasn't an animal that couldn't get beyond the plane. They just didn't pay the money.
Well, okay. So more questions that we have for you. Is turbulence as scary for you as it is for me? Because I am...
No. Those planes are meant to handle that turbulence.
That's what I've heard before. Yeah, they're built to withstand it.
That they are. We're the ones that aren't. The best thing I can tell you is when you're sitting down, keep your seat buckled because there have been more and more severe, unexpected turbulence happening. And the only people that are getting hurt are the people that are not buckled in. Mm. And, of course, the flight attendants because we're up. But it just doesn't. It's like waves in the ocean. Some days the waves are bigger and some days they're smaller.
Some days they're fun. Sometimes it's like a tidal wave. I don't know.
And I know we've talked about this before, but I imagine listeners that are just tuning in and hearing Flight Attendant Darcy, maybe this is your first time hearing her on the mix. We love her. She's a regular. The airplane mode. Do you have to put your phones in airplane mode?
Yes, because we're telling you to and the FAA is telling us to tell you to.
There you
so
go.
You're passing it down from the FAA.
The FAA, they don't make these rules up just for the heck of it. Mm-hmm. Everything we do and ask is for some reason.
It's been tested out. There's people that have actually done research on this. Radar, what are you going to ask?
Okay, and finally, one other thing. And
I don't know. I got another question for you.
We thought about this last time we talked to you, Flight Attendant Darcy. And
what's
if there's
that?
Little ears listening, maybe you want to plug them. Have you ever experienced someone going through the Mile High Club? Did they join it?
No.
No? So that's like a farce. You always hear that. It's a farce or whatever.
Does
like,
that only
oh.
happen?
Maybe back in the day, but we've all seen what the labs, how small they are now.
Exactly.
And how they smell. Yeah.
Exactly. Who wants to be in that thing? What about people that are sitting next to their loved one on the plane?
Yeah, and they're going to someplace, you know, romantic. They're like, oh, I can't wait.
Never had that.
I've never had that.
Wow.
We don't give blankets out anymore, so that helps.
Unless you're like my mom who packs her own and it rolls up into a pillow.
Oh, what's your mom doing there? Airplane back. Oh, yeah, you're in your aisle Z. Oh, in the back. Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you secretly judge people by what they order to drink? Because I do.
I do. And I do. I realized this the other day. Grown adults that order apple juice, I definitely judge them. But then I realize whenever me and my kids go out for breakfast, I order apple juice.
What are one things you think passengers should never do? Like, just you, if you could make a rule and say, guys, stop doing this, what is it?
Like holding their bags, put them under the seat, put the Louis Vuitton under the seat.
Yeah.
Put it up in the bin. With all that's been going on with this latest evacuation, and for any airline person, but especially a flight attendant, when we watch videos of evacuations and you people, these people are taking their bags off the plane when the plane is on fire, I mean, that we will never let that go.
Right.
And we just saw it the other day. There was a man, his roll a bag in one arm and his kid in the other going down the slide because the plane is on fire.
Have you ever gone down the slide, whether it's in training or for like real?
Reader, you talk about like it's a park.
Training.
You ever go down the slide?
Yeah, it's a slide. That's what they have, right? It's
the emergency exit.
It is scary. It is scary.
Oh, yeah. I bet it is.
It's
way higher up than you think.
Okay.
And if you don't have people down at the bottom to stop you, I mean, you've seen the videos of it, that you just fly off the bottom. It's you need people down there to help you up. It is
right.
scary.
You know, there's many
Protocol.
Reasons why your job is fascinating, mm-hmm. Flight Attendant Darcy, but you also, at the end of the flight, get to go person by person, every passenger, look them in the face and say, trash, trash,
exactly.
trash.
Or, you're trash, you're trash. Your trash?
Wait, you calling me what?
But it's so funny.
Like, do you have any trash? Your trash? I'll take your trash.
So you have had moments where you're like, I love that I get to look at you, seat 1B, and be like, you're trash?
But I love it. It's a great job. I'm telling you, it is. I've been doing it for so many years, and I still enjoy going to work. And
what's the coolest place you've ever traveled to?
I did a month-long Fiji trip with an airline called ATA. We did a charter for Sports Illustrated for the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
Stop!
Yeah, I was based in Fiji for the month, and I worked one day a week. I did Fiji, Sydney, and then came back.
Whoa!
It was incredible.
And then you just chilled till the next week when you had to fly again.
We did. I got dive certified. I mean, some of us went to New Zealand. And yeah, it was incredible.
Amazing.
Very cool.
Yep.
Well, thank you for joining the show and answering our questions.
Well, thanks for having me. You guys have a good one.
You too. Safe travels.
Stay cool.